European leaders have approved Ukraine as a candidate to join the European Union. Ukraine's application to become part of the EU was accepted during a meeting of EU leaders in Brussels Thursday. The approval is a first step in considering Ukraine's full membership into the EU. The whole process is expected to take years. The EU's decision is a signal to Moscow that Ukraine and also other countries from the former Soviet Union cannot belong to the Russian spheres of influence, Ukraine's ambassador to the EU, Sevolod Chainsov, told Reuters. Friday marks 4 months since Russian President Vladimir Putin sent troops across the border into Ukraine. Russia has called the war a special military operation. Putin said the conflict was partly an answer to Western encroachment into what Russia considers its sphere of influence. Russia has long opposed closer links between Ukraine and Western groupings like the EU and the NATO military alliance. The West sees the war in Ukraine as an unjustified act of aggression by Russia. The conflict has killed thousands, displaced millions, and destroyed cities. It has also affected world exports of goods such as food and energy. Charles Michel is the European Council president. He called the approval of Ukraine's application a decisive moment for the European Union. Members of the European Parliament gave their approval to Ukraine's application hours before the EU meeting in Brussels. Legislators voted to pass a resolution that calls on EU heads of state and government to move without delay and live up to their historical responsibility. The EU's 27 nations have been united in backing Ukraine's resistance to Russia's invasion. They have approved a number of economic sanctions against Moscow. But EU leaders were at first split on how quickly the group should move to accept Ukraine as a member. The nations with the biggest concerns were the Netherlands, Sweden, and Denmark. But Ukraine's application got a boost last week by the European Commission, which expressed its support after receiving answers from Ukraine from a series of questions sent in April and May. Ukraine recently received additional support after the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania visited the country and promised to back its candidacy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he spoke with 11 EU leaders on Wednesday after holding calls with 9 others the day before. He said the meeting in Brussels represents a historic session of the European Council. I'm Brian Lynn.